Jake, I'm getting worried. My house hunt's taking longer than expected. We've made so many offers and keep losing out.
You could really use the JAG advantage.
What's the JAG advantage?
The Jim Allen Group, number one real estate team in the state since 1996, with the largest inventory of home sites in the Triangle, 11,000. And they rep more than 65 communities.
The Jim Allen Group? Oh, I get it. The JAG advantage.
Learn how you can score with the Jim Allen Group at thejagadvantage.com. Equal housing opportunity.
Today is both game three of the first round for the Canes and NFL first round draft day. Two things at once. So we thought we'd mix the two and draft Canes. And if you know me, everything is going to turn into a competition at some point in time. So it's between me and Dennis. Now, Dennis, here's how we're going to do this.
All right.
We have to pick who goes first,
and
and then I'll explain what's going on.
Okay.
So I will write down on this sheet either a one or a two. Look away. Look away.
What?
Look away.
Fine.
All right. So I've written it down. I will show everybody on our live stream. Are you going to say one or a two? If you get it right, you go first.
All right. I'm going to go two.
It is a two.
There
you
go.
You can see it on the YouTube stream if you're watching.
There it is.
So you get to go first. The way this works is
nailed it.
It is the world's most simple fantasy hockey, right? We're just looking for goals and assists.
Mm-hmm. Points tonight.
We're each going to draft five. It is snake draft form, so you'll get the first pick. I'll get two and three. You get three and four four and five, on and on and on and on. You can only obviously we can't have the same players on the same team. All those sorts of things. It's a basic draft, and then we'll revisit this tomorrow. And whoever has the most points wins. You get 1 point for an assist, 1 point for a goal. Any questions?
Nope.
Feel like I have to treat you like a numbers game contestant. Any last second questions before we get started?
Do I get any skips?
One pass, if you want it, you can pass.
Can I trade the
pick? If we come to you with a pick and you want to pass, that is fine with me.
Okay.
You just want to pass it on to me. All the players on the Canes are available. Just Canes. Don't bring Barzal over here or anything like that. Take it away.
All right.
Do you want to throw the pick is in?
No. The pick is in.
You don't want the doom diddy doom
doom.
Just for the opener.
Sebastian Aho. Straight down the middle here.
Why? Give us.
Because he's Sebastian Aho.
Yeah, but like I feel like the first four picks could be like because they are them. So pretend like Sebastian Aho. You're telling this to a San Jose fan.
Sebastian Aho because he's the team's leading scorer. And I think he's going to build off of that late goal that he scored to tie the game in game two. I think he continues to build off that. I expect multiple points from Sebastian Aho tonight.
Fair. I actually kind of like that I get two and three, by the way. It was done randomly. I'm taking Gensel first.
Okay.
I don't want to fully explain my theory to drafting Gensel because that might tip off a future pick.
Other than he's really good.
Well, he's really good. He scores in the playoffs quite often, and he tallies points in the playoffs quite often. He scored an empty netter, which sometimes it's like a free throw in basketball, right? You just need to see the puck hit the net, and then all of a sudden it's all good. He had a little stank on it, too.
Okay.
Flipped it up there a little bit. I think he's going to come back trying to prove a point to the Islanders. The Islanders, they were a little chippy after the Gensel goal.
that's a polite way to say it.
I was going
to
say it.
I was going to say butt hurt, but that's fine,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it works. Salty. I think Gensel, you know, message received.
Yeah.
And message response on the way.
Mm-hmm.
So Gensel is my first round pick. My second round pick.
Okay.
Playoff Jarvi.
Jarvi. Okay, gotcha.
Playoff Jarvi. His aggressiveness, I think, leads to 2 points. He's in the mix seemingly in everything when he's on the ice. His energy is high. I like Playoff Jarvi.
Yeah, I told you the other day you're gonna love Playoff Jarvis.
And you're not wrong.
Yeah, I was like, you're really gonna like Playoff
Jarvis.
And
you're not wrong.
All right, so my next pick, my second round pick, I'm going Andrei Svechnikov. I feel like him playing alongside Aho and Gensel, tons of power play time. The guy, even though he had technically zero shots on goal, still firing a lot of pucks towards the net. Give me Svechnikov.
It was between him and Jarvis for my second rounder.
Yeah, I mean, the first four guys picked were the first four guys on my big board. Yep. So that's pretty straightforward.
That's why I said, like, the explanation for the first four could be, like, why'd I pick Aho? Because he's Sebastian Aho. Why'd I pick Gensel? Because he's Jake Gensel. Like, they're the obvious ones. Now we get into, like, the gut feelings, your instincts, and it's not as obvious.
My next one, I'm going to go Turbo, Teuvo Teravainen, on my next one, because I feel like the line that he is on, because I think, obviously, they're going to do everything they can to stop Aho's line. I think because Stahl's line is going to create so many opportunities as well, I think Teuvo Teravainen is going to get some opportunities here, especially on the power play tonight as well.
I'm going to take the first defenseman.
Oh, okay. Who you got?
Give me Shea.
Oh, okay, fine.
Here's why. I think with Pesci's absence, like, Shea is going to be on the power play, right? He is going to be out there. They're going to give him all the opportunities. And I'm going to throw this out there also. With the Islanders' chippiness, saltiness, whatever you want to call it, wouldn't be surprised if they're called for a decent amount of penalties in this one if they're pushing that line.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning not pushing the boundary on, like, what is a penalty and what isn't, trying to massage that a little bit. I think that means a lot of power play opportunities. I think Shea's going to be out there quite a bit because he's not going to be playing his traditional role on defense.
Okay.
So Shea scores power play opportunities. Next up, I have two long shots that I really want.
All right.
I'm debating whether to take them in the fourth and fifth round or just take one of them.
Okay.
I'm going Cousy.
Kuznetsov, okay.
Because he is the one who, after game one, was like, this is how we do it in the postseason, right? We're not happy. It's not acceptable. I think he's trying to impart, because he is a guy with a cup, trying to impart, like, a certain amount of killer instinct on the team. And we've already established that this game is about, do the Canes have killer instinct? So I think he's gonna show his teeth early in this one. He's going to be growling at him.
Okay.
He's going to be aggressive.
I hope he does do that. All right, so I get the next two picks, correct?
Yep, and these are your last two
picks. These are my last two picks. Give me Brent Burns. Burns did not have a really good game two. Did not have a good game two. Did not have a good game
two
at all.
You can't quit Burnsy because you picked him for first goal of the first goal scorer. Now you're getting him back on your team.
Yeah, we'll get him more of that first goal scorer here actually in a little while. But give me Burns. I think he has a bounce back game today. He's obviously skates on that top power play unit, but I think it's someone that's going to might get a couple of assists today. And then I'm going to give you Martin Natchez. Give me Martin Natchez as my final pick.
If I didn't go with my long shots, Natchez was going to be like my more down the middle pick.
Okay.
He just gets a lot of opportunities. He's active. He's right. He's Johnny on the spot a lot too.
Yeah.
Where puck just finds him. My final pick. I'm trying to complete my roster in a nice way here.
Okay.
I'm down to two.
All right.
Give me Stefan Nason.
Nason, okay. He was someone I was thinking about on this one.
Who did you have anyone else on your board that wasn't picked?
Jack Drury. Because he has points in each of the first two games.
They
both come in late game situations.
I had Martinuk on there that I was considering.
Okay, Marty on there.
I was like, how can you not follow up a game winner with something, right? It's just vibes at this point.
All right, so your five, Jake Gensel, Seth Jarvis, Brady Shea, Evgeny Kuznetsov, Steph Nason. My five, Sebastian Aho, Andrei Svechnikov, Teuvo Teravainen, Brent Burns, Martin Natchez.
We should have thought about this beforehand, but if you have a good what we could put on the line for this, go ahead and tweet it at us, at 99.9TheFan.
Oh, okay.
We might use it. We might not. It'd have to be really good. We didn't agree to it beforehand, which makes it tough to set up the draft and then decide what we're betting. But at the very least, we have bragging rights, and tomorrow we'll revisit, total it up, and see which one of us was right. I have to admit.
What if it's a tie?
Then double or nothing for
game four? All right.
Then double or nothing for game four.
Deal.
That's the most obvious thing in the world. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete of Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, is it still true that a million is enough to retire on?
Tim, maybe and maybe not. The most important thing is to get a real plan that gives you income you never outlive. We'll give that away to the next 10 people. Call right now.
The number to call, 800-691-3215. Text Tim to 600-700 if you're interested in texting. Once again, that phone number is 800-691-3215 or text Tim to 600-700 for that deal. By the way, text keyword King, K-I-N-G, to 919-860-5323. 26. That's 919-860-5326 to enter for a chance to win a $25 Smoothie King gift card. The keyword to text in is King, 919-860-5326, and the chance to win a $25 Smoothie King gift card. By the way, you heard us mention just that first goal scorer thing. Between 4:30 and 5 today on the show, we are going to take callers. We want three of you. We need three contestants. We can take more callers if you just want bragging rights. But we have the opportunity for three of you to be contestants for first goal scorer. What you have to do is call in and choose the player and the period for the Canes' first goal of the game. We're doing this throughout the postseason. If you get it right, you get a signed puck. We have a couple of different options. So, but they are a lot of your favorite Canes. We have them on signed pucks. And you will win one of them if you call in. We'll let you know when during that kind of 4:30 to 5 o'clock time here on the show. And you pick the player and the period in which the first goal for the Canes is scored today. We'll give you our picks. We'll have a fun time with it. That's coming up later on. Right now, you know who wasn't picked in our draft? Tony DeAngelo.
Mm.
He's coming in for Brett Pesce, or expected to. They've kind of hinted at it and said that's why he's here. But they didn't have a morning skate today, so, you know, I guess you got to wait for the official double stamp, a triple stamp. DeAngelo's role in this one. First of all, let's hear from DeAngelo himself. Here he is on coming in for Pesce.
Yeah, it's good. It's never good when you lose, especially one of my best buddies on the team and a big part of our team. So it's no good there, but hopefully I can come in and try to pick up what he's been doing and just do a good job and help the team win.
I think it's interesting. Come in and pick up what he's been doing, because they do not play a similar game. So it's almost like come in and pick up the quality of what he's been doing, but maybe not exactly the things that he's been doing, because you're just inherently different players. You know, I think the best way to describe it, and I've been talking about this, is DeAngelo plays on the power play, Pesce plays on the penalty kill. I wouldn't say one of those styles is better than the other, but I would say that Pesce is pretty darn good at what he does. DeAngelo, at times, has been pretty darn good at what he does. Here's more from DeAngelo on having playoff experience, not just in the NHL, but with Carolina in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about high-pressure situations, to be honest with you, but you just got to go out there and play. It's a little bit different, you know, a little less risk, I guess, to each person's game, but for the most part, I'm just going to go out and play the way I usually do and hopefully get some results.
His role is interesting to me. I think his role is very much like call me back later. And what I mean by that is he'll skate a shift, right? Probably with Shea. And then we'll have to ask Rod, okay, what are you doing with the next shift? And then he's going to skate the next shift probably with Shea, and it's going to be, all right, are we, like, it's very much in flux. There's nothing set in stone for the game. There are players on the Canes that if they have, you know, three bad shifts to start, you're just like, oh, darn, well, you're still going, right? It's like, we trust you to turn it around. If DeAngelo starts slow, I think his ice time could be extremely low. If he starts well, right, or his mistakes don't cost them and he gets a chance to play through it a little bit, he might play more and more ice time. It's actually predicting Tony DeAngelo's role, I think, is a bit like everybody trying to predict how the draft is going to go tonight. And what I mean by that is, like, there's no way an insider or an analyst can know what the Bears are going to do at number 9 if the Bears don't know what they're going to do at number 9.
Yeah.
Right? If they're still indecisive, then there's no way, like, Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN analyst, knows. I'm just picking a random one out of the blue. So it's almost like, what's Tony DeAngelo's role is going to be? I'm sitting here going, I don't think I can tell you that, because I'm not 100% sure Rod knows it yet. He's got to see how it goes. Similarly to how the Bears have to see how the first 8 picks go. right? It might be they want Rome Odunze. But if Rome Odunze gets drafted 7th, now they're looking to trade back. They don't know what they're going to do yet. What's Tony D'Angelo's role going to be? I don't know. Does he play great in his first two shifts? Are him and Shea working well together? Then he might play a lot of ice time, and it might be more of a one-for-one swap. However, if he goes out there and he's rusty and he turns it over at the midline and it leads to an opportunity, that guy might play 8 minutes. His role, I believe, is TBD. To be determined. Check back in with me later.
And you know that the Islanders are going to try and go after him as much as possible.
As
because,
they should.
Because, like, you know what? That's their 7th guy. He's out there playing. If we can get our top line out there, any chance that he's on the ice, we're going to try and take advantage of that anytime that we can.
And quite honestly, like, not a surprise, right? Tony D'Angelo knows that, right? He's out there going, all right, they're going to try to take advantage of me. It's like being the corner. Again, I keep coming back to football because it's draft day, but it's like being the corner opposite of J.C. Horn for the Panthers when Horn is healthy. You go into that game knowing if they take a shot, it's probably going to be against me. Tony D'Angelo goes into the game knowing they're going to do what they can to put me in precarious situations, and I have to be able to step up and play. And trust me, Rod Brind'Amour will be watching with a very, very, very close eye. Not just for even like how much will he play the rest of the game, but for will Scott Morrow end up getting some kind of an opportunity later in the postseason if Pesci's injury is long-term. Right? It's the postseason, but it's also an audition.
I mean, there are ways you can cover up. There are ways you can mask it. It's harder to do on the road than it is at home, but there are ways you can mask it and cover it up. If
100%.
If D'Angelo becomes a liability.
Whoever is that sixth defender they'll be using the tricks of the trade, the Wiley veteran tricks to hide them. And that's what part of why during our draft I picked Shea, because I do think they want to get his minutes in there. And if that pairing isn't playing as often on the ice, if their shifts are a little bit quicker, I think they're going to use him more and more on the power play to get him onto the ice and let him have his impact on the game. Should be a fun one, though.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medication secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know what we also are waiting to hear?
What's that?
Who's going to be in goal?
Yeah. We'll hopefully know at about 5:15.
5:15 is when Rod is scheduled to speak to the media. No morning skate, so they're not tipping their hand there. Although I would guess that it'd be Pyotr Kochetkov and Freddie Anderson.
Yeah.
And which goal are they in? I know it tips a little bit, but the opportunity is still there. If metaphorically there was something forcing you to make a choice, a prediction, not a choice. This isn't what you would do. This is what you think the team is going to do. Who gets the start between the pipes?
I think they go Freddie.
You think they're rolling with Freddie?
I think they go Freddie. I if it were me, I would probably go Kochetkov in this one. But my guess is they go Freddie today, and they probably go Kochetkov in game 4. That's my guess.
I think that's...
I would flip it, personally.
I would flip it also. And I don't see why you wouldn't. Like, Freddie has obviously proven he's one of the best goaltenders, if not the best goaltender, when he's exceptionally rested and having watched a game. So why wouldn't you give yourself the opportunity to have that Freddie if you've already decided you're going to go 1-1, which I do think is the logical way to go about it, right? Games 3 and games 4, both on the road, kind of a short turnaround. I think the one thing that they have decided, and probably decided long ago, is Kochetkov was going to start one of them. Right? Either 3 or 4. So I don't see why you wouldn't go to Kochetkov now and then flip it over to Freddie for game 4. And we talked about it. I'm trying to think of who. It was, Walt Ruff.
Mm-hmm.
When we were out at PNC before game 1, or at the arena, outside the arena, before game 1. Before game 2.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Game 1 was on a weekend. Anyway, he basically brought up that kind of the way it worked during that little rotation. It almost seemed like Freddie was the home goalie and Kochetkov was the away goalie.
Yeah.
Right? It just happened that way. So now you're going on the road. Starting Kochetkov just makes a lot of sense to me.
It does.
It makes a lot of sense to me. And also, and I said this yesterday, don't give back your advantage. Part of the weird part of sports is something that seemed like it was a obstacle for most of the season turns into an advantage, right? It seemed like it was an obstacle that Freddie Anderson missed 3-4 months with a blood clotting issue, right? Oh, you had to overcome it. You didn't have your number one goalie, all these things. Well, now guess what? Now it's an advantage because you have Pyotr Kochetkov, who, by the way, is still technically a rookie, right?
Like, yeah, technically.
Playing so darn well that you have two guys you can trust in game 3 of a postseason series. And not just you can trust, but you kind of want to trust, right? I think there's a lot of teams that have one guy that's like, that's who we want to trust. They have another guy that they're like, if we have to, I can trust. And then they might have a third, you know, emergency situation. I think the Canes have two guys they want to trust. They've earned it this year. So going to Kochetkov just means that Freddie's going to be more rested. I think, you know, if it's not Kochetkov tonight, I don't think it's going to do him in by any counts. They've already played well. Freddie's obviously playing well. But I do think it would be a wrong decision to throw Freddie out there tonight again. Because then you have to go to Kochetkov on the next one because of the short turnaround. And it's the whole thing. Kochetkov tonight, I think, is logically, when you connect the dots, the best way to go about it. And I would consider making sure you get Kochetkov, you know, if the series goes 7 in the second round, 2 starts.
Maybe.
And I wouldn't shy away from 3. As unorthodox or as unconventional as it is, well, this season was unconventional between the pipes for the Canes. You had your starter miss, you know, 4 months and then played 10 games every other to head into the postseason. It's unconventional times call for unconventional measures.
I know we talked with Jamie Hirsch from the NHL Network about this yesterday.
Super against it.
And I brought up the and I brought up how the Boston Bruins are going with Swayman and Allmark. They're two goalies. Mm-hmm. They rotated and went game 1 Swayman won, went to Allmark game 2 loss, went back to Swayman game 3 they won. So they're up 2-1 in their series against Toronto. I mean, so being they're kind of sticking with it. But I don't know. The rotation's worked for you this year. I have no problem with the Canes sticking with it.
The rotation has worked, and as similar to the D'Angelo thing, similar to the draft thing, if Kochetkov goes in there and gets lit up, no harm. Like obviously that game would be the harm.
Yeah.
But it's like you go back to riding Freddie and using Kochetkov more as a traditional two.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that says because you plan to do it this way, you have to do it that way. But I do want to see them plan to get Kochetkov involved because I think it's an advantage for the Canes.
By the way, give me a prediction for tonight.
Who's going
to
win?
Yeah, give me a score.
We'll get to it.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to it.
All right.
That's a tease.
Oh, okay.
The score, you'll have to stick around to find out.
Oh, come on.
I mean, you can't reveal everything.
I guess.
Got to keep some things close to your vest. But I will say this. We'll and you'll have to as well before the end of the show.
Oh, yeah. I already have mine ready to go.
So do I, but I'm not going to reveal. I'm like an 8-year-old right now. I know something
you're,
you don't know.
You're like
know.
A head coach of a college team.
I know something you don't know.
I'm not going to let anyone just come even look at practice.
I mean,
some way, shape, or form.
This is kind of funny because I'm having this debate right now in a group chat. So I'm in a dynasty fantasy league with a bunch of buddies.
Sounds right.
Which is you know, you keep your team year over year. You draft only rookies. Super nerdy. But some guys in that league, we've also done the nerdiest thing you possibly can do, which is we rank the top 10 quarterbacks before the draft every year. On our own system, 1 through 5, 1 being franchise quarterback, 5 being bust, 2 longtime starter, 3 longtime backup, 4 short time backup. You're out of the league in 5 to 7 years. We go down to decimals, there's explanations. We share it with each other before the draft. We have a spreadsheet. We revisit it year over year to see how good we are. Again, super nerdy. But now, because we're in this dynasty league, one of them doesn't really want to do it because he feels like he would give us too much insight into what he thinks of quarterbacks for this dynasty league. And I feel very much like a GM must feel today, where it's like, they don't know. We know they know that we like J.J. McCarthy. So we're going to pretend like we really like Bo Nix. So then we'll throw him off the scent. And all the while we're trying to draft Joe Alt. And it's like, what is going on? But those games are happening all over the place right now. So am I going to reveal to you my pick for the Canes? No, I am not. Maybe because we have another draft of some kind coming up later, and I don't want you to know who I'm going to draft.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.